The movie Pearl Harbor opens tomorrow. Theater owners and Touchstone Pictures think it'll be a blockbuster, but Japanese Americans are nervous about the opening. They're concerned the movie could touch off a new round of anti-Japanese sentiment. From NPR member station KPBS in San Diego, Beth Accomando reports.
The attack on Pearl Harbor not only represents a pivotal moment for the United States, but also for Japanese Americans, says John Tetaishi, National Director of the Japanese American Citizens League.
It changed our lives forever, resulted in every Japanese American on the west coast of the United States ending up in concentration camps. And regardless of where we've gone or what we've done since then, we're always pulled back into December 7th. I mean, that is the central point of our whole history.
Those internment camps were the subject of the documentary Conscience and the Constitution, written and directed by Frank Abe. He's deeply apprehensive about the release of a movie titled Pearl Harbor on Memorial Day weekend.
People do respond to videos and film more than they do the books and magazines. I mean, this is how a generation of 12 to 25-year-olds are going to know the experiences of 1941. So, you know, like it or not, it's going to be something that we have to deal with. You know, I mean, I can make a video documentary for public television that'll be seen by, you know, if I'm lucky, 100,000 people. You know, tens of millions will see this picture just this weekend alone.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by the Empire of Japan.
Films like Pearl Harbor can rekindle a resentment that has never really gone away, says Karen Narasaki of the National Asian Pacific American Legal Consortium.
As a Japanese American, I get nervous every time December 7th approaches because most people are aware that that's the anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And we've, you know, often seen hate crimes happen around that time. My brother, several years ago, had a brick thrown through the window of his house on December 7th with no note or no other explanation. So I think, you know, the fears that Japanese Americans have about the fact that a lot of Americans seem not to be able to distinguish us from the enemy is real and is grounded in reality.
Concerns in the Japanese American community led Citizens League director John Tetaishi to meet with Pearl Harbor's producer Jerry Bruckheimer and other studio executives. The final film offers what he says is a more humanistic portrayal of the Japanese. Even the 1970 film, Tora, 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 highlighted fears of alien elements in American society.
There are 130,000 Japanese on this island. Our main problem is sabotage. It'd be too easy for enemy agents to sneak in at night and blow up every damn one of those planes if they're left out there.
But audiences may not be able to make the distinction between the Japanese who were the enemy and Asian Americans who were and are U.S. citizens, says John Tetaishi. He points to accusations of espionage against scientist Wen-Ho Lee and the recent collision of a Chinese fighter plane and U.S. spy plane.
The kinds of reactions throughout the United States was phenomenal. It was almost as if there was license to say anything about the Chinese, and a lot of the radio talk show hosts started making comments that were disparaging, that ridiculed the Chinese. In Illinois, on one of the programs, said, you know, if that pilot were here, we'd throw him into a Japanese camp, referring to the camps that we were in during World War II.
Those reactions stem in part from the fact that Asian Americans are still seen as foreigners, says Frank Abe. For that reason, the documentary filmmaker says movies like Pearl Harbor cause greater concerns for Japanese Americans than other World War II films have caused for German Americans.
Jerry Bruckheimer, at the very beginning of this film, gets in with the father, you know, the kid calling his friend's father a dirty German, and he says, "How dare you call me that? I fought the Germans in Europe in World War I. I'm an American. How dare you?" You know, I hope that would lead to a similar situation with a Japanese American.
But it didn't. Robert G. Lee, professor at Brown University, and author of Orientals, a study of images of Asians in popular culture, says that during the war, the very rights Americans were championing abroad were being denied to certain citizens at home.
In some ways, the great contradiction of American culture, if you will, on the one hand, anti-fascist, and on the other hand, deeply racist.
But not everyone in this country approved of the internment of Japanese Americans, and Karen Narasaki had hoped to see some of that story in Pearl Harbor.
You know, it was an opportunity really to see how did America react, and it could have been a very rich story, and unfortunately I think it was missed by this movie.
But Frank Abbe shudders at the thought of having the man who produced Top Gun and Armageddon tackling Japanese American history in Pearl Harbor.
The experience of American internment camps following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor is my reality. I'm glad Jerry Bruckheimer didn't go there, because it would have come out of left field and they just would have messed it up, and it would have caused us untold hours of radio interviews trying to explain away the historical inaccuracies involved with what they tried to do. So I'm just glad they basically just steered clear of that.
Pearl Harbor focuses on those who gave their lives on December 7th. Japanese Americans also want people to remember what happened after that day and to learn from that history. But that's a complex reality that Hollywood would have a hard time selling to the public, says John Tetaishi of the Japanese American Citizens League.
People don't seem to want to know about it. It's not one of our moments of glory in this country, where the government was willing to abrogate the rights of American citizens, and the country let it happen. But it's something that I think we need to be reminded of constantly. And, you know, we certainly as an organization have dedicated ourselves to doing that, to making sure this country never forgets about the internment.
But at least for this weekend, many moviegoers probably will forget. For NPR News, this is Beth Accomando in San Diego.